are the ones you have with yourself. Now, let me ask you something. How do you talk to yourself? What's the tone of that inner voice? Is it lifting you up or tearing you down? In the next 3 days, I want you to try something. I want you to talk to yourself in a way that would make you unstoppable. Because let me tell you, the way you speak to yourself shapes your reality more than anything else in this world. Now, you might be thinking, 3 days, what can that possibly do? Well, let me tell you, a lot can happen in 3 days. The world can change in 3 days. You can change in 3 days. Think about it. How long does it take for a seed to start sprouting? How long does it take for an idea to take root? Sometimes all it takes is that initial push, that spark of change, and 3 days might just be the catalyst you need. So for the next 3 days, I want you to be your own best friend, your own cheerleader, your own mentor. I want you to talk to yourself like you're talking to someone you deeply care about, someone whose success means the world to you. When you wake up in the morning, don't just mumble and grumble. Look in the mirror and say, today is going to be a great day. I'm going to make it count. Start your day with intention, with purpose. Now, let's talk about goals. How do you approach your goals? Do you look at them and think, oh, that's too big. I can't do that? Or do you say, that's a big goal. How can I break it down into smaller steps? For the next 3 days, every time you look at your goals, I want you to say, I'm working on it. I'm getting better. I'm making progress. Because success is not about instant results. It's about consistent effort. You see, most people overestimate what they can do in a day, but they underestimate what they can achieve in a year. So for these 3 days, I want you to think big, but act small. Take those little steps. Celebrate those small victories. When you face a challenge, and you will face challenges, make no mistake about that. Don't say, why does this always happen to me? Instead, say, what can I learn from this? How can I use this to grow? You see, life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. Every obstacle is an opportunity. Every setback is a setup for a comeback, but only if you choose to see it that way. Now, let's talk about your skills. How often do you say, I'm not good at that? For the next 3 days, I want you to change that language. Instead of I'm not good at that, say I'm getting better at that. Instead of I can't do it, say I can't do it yet. You see, that little word yet is powerful. It keeps the door open. It reminds you that you're on a journey, that you're growing, that you're learning. And speaking of learning, how's your personal development going? Are you feeding your mind with good stuff? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm investing in myself. I'm growing. I'm becoming more valuable every day. Read a good book. Listen to educational content. Have meaningful conversations. Your mind is like a garden. What are you planting in it? For the next 3 days, plant seeds of growth, of positivity, of possibility. Now let's talk about your work. How do you approach your job? Do you drag yourself to work, counting the hours until you can leave, or do you show up with enthusiasm, ready to give your best? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I bring value to everything I do. My work matters. I make a difference. Because here's the truth. Your attitude determines your altitude. The way you approach your work determines how high you'll rise. And when you're working, don't just focus on the paycheck. Focus on becoming so good they can't ignore you. For the next 3 days, say to yourself, I'm not just here to make a living. I'm here to make a difference. I'm here to grow. I'm here to become the best version of myself. Now, let's talk about your relationships. How do you speak to the people around you? More importantly, how do you speak about them when they're not around? For the next 3 days, I want you to practice gratitude. Say, I'm thankful for the people in my life. I appreciate their presence. I value their contributions. Because the quality of your life is directly related to the quality of your relationships. And when conflicts arise, because they will, that's just part of life. Don't say they're always like this. They never understand. Instead, say this is an opportunity to improve our communication. This is a chance to understand each other better. You see, every interaction is an opportunity to build a bridge, to strengthen a connection. For the next 3 days, be the one who builds bridges, not walls. Now, let's talk about your health. How often do you say, I'm too tired. I don't have time to exercise. I'll start eating healthy tomorrow. For the next 3 days, I want you to change that language. Say, my health is a priority. I'm making time for exercise. I'm nourishing my body with good food. Because here's the truth. Your body is the vehicle through which you experience life. Take care of it. For the next 3 days, treat your body like it belongs to someone you love. Move it, nourish it, rest it, and most importantly, appreciate it for all it does for you. Now let's talk about money. How do you speak about money? Do you say, I never have enough? Money is hard to come by? Or do you say, I'm learning to manage my money better? I'm creating opportunities for abundance. For the next 3 days, I want you to change your money talk. Say, I'm becoming smarter with my finances. I'm creating value, and value creates money. I'm open to opportunities for financial growth. You see, money is a tool. It's not good or bad in itself. It's what you do with it that matters. For the next 3 days, focus on creating value. Focus on solving problems. The money will follow. Now, let's talk about time. How often do you say, I don't have time. There aren't enough hours in the day. For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm in control of my time. I choose how to spend my hours. I'm focusing on what truly matters. You see, we all have the same 24 hours in a day. The difference is in how we use them. For the next 3 days, treat time like the precious resource it is. Invest it wisely. And when you're planning your day, don't just schedule your work. Schedule your rest, your learning, your family time. Because a well-rounded life is a successful life. Now, let's talk about your dreams. How do you speak about your dreams? Do you keep them small, manageable, realistic? Or do you dare to dream big? For the next 3 days, I want you to give yourself permission to dream big. Say, my dreams are valid. My aspirations matter. I'm working towards something great. You see, the size of your success is determined by the size of your belief. If you don't believe in your dreams, who will? For the next 3 days, be your dream's biggest cheerleader. And when doubt creeps in, because it will, doubt is part of the journey. Don't say, maybe this isn't for me. Maybe I should give up. Instead, say, this is just a challenge. This is just a test of my commitment. I'm strong enough to overcome this. Remember, doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. For the next 3 days, choose belief over doubt every single time. Now let's talk about failure. How do you handle failure? Do you let it define you? Or do you use it as a stepping stone? For the next 3 days, I want you to change your language around failure. Don't say, I failed. Say, I learned. Don't say, this didn't work. Say, this didn't work yet. You see, failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. Every no gets you closer to a yes. Every mistake teaches you something valuable. For the next 3 days, embrace your failures as lessons, as opportunities for growth. And when you're trying something new, don't say, what if I fail? Say, what if I succeed? What if this works out better than I ever imagined? Now, let's talk about your past. How often do you let your past dictate your future? How often do you say, that's just how I am. I've always been this way. For the next 3 days, I want you to say, my past does not define my future. I'm growing. I'm changing. I'm becoming a better version of myself every day. You see, your past is a place of reference, not a place of residence. Learn from it, but don't live in it. For the next 3 days, focus on where you're going, not where you've been. And when memories of past mistakes or failures come up, don't dwell on them. Instead, say, that was a valuable lesson. I'm wiser now. I'm stronger now. Now, let's talk about your comfort zone. How often do you stay within the familiar, the comfortable? How often do you say, I'm not ready for that? That's too scary. For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm expanding my comfort zone. I'm embracing new challenges. Growth happens outside of comfort. You see, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. That's where the magic happens. That's where you discover what you're truly capable of. For the next 3 days, do something every day that scares you, even if it's something small. And when fear shows up, because it will, fear is a natural part of growth. Don't say, I can't handle this. This is too much. Instead, say, this fear means I'm growing. This fear means I'm pushing my boundaries. I'm becoming stronger. Now, let's talk about your habits. How often do you say, I'll start tomorrow, I'll do better next time, for the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm starting now, I'm doing better right now. You see, your life is the sum of your habits. Small actions, repeated day after day, create big results over time. For the next 3 days, focus on building positive habits, no matter how small they might seem. And when you slip up, because you will, we're all human, don't beat yourself up. Instead, say, this is just a temporary setback. I'm back on track now. Now, let's talk about your potential. How often do you doubt your capabilities? How often do you say, I'm not smart enough? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I have unlimited potential. I'm capable of amazing things. I'm tapping into my inner genius. You see, you're capable of so much more than you give yourself credit for. Your potential is like an iceberg. What you see on the surface is just a fraction of what lies beneath. For the next 3 days, believe in your potential. Believe in your capabilities. And when you face a task that seems beyond your current abilities, don't say, I can't do this. Say, this is an opportunity to grow. This is a chance to surprise myself. Now, let's talk about your uniqueness. How often do you try to fit in to be like everyone else? How often do you downplay your unique qualities? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm unique, my perspective matters. My individuality is my strength. You see, there's no one else in this world quite like you. Your unique combination of experiences, skills, and perspectives is your superpower. For the next 3 days, celebrate your uniqueness. Use it to stand out, to make a difference. And when you're tempted to conform, to blend in with the crowd, say, my differences make me valuable. My uniqueness is my greatest asset. Now, let's talk about your impact. How often do you doubt your ability to make a difference? How often do you say, I'm just one person. What can I do? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, my actions matter. I have the power to make a positive impact. I'm changing the world one step at a time. You see, every great movement, every significant change, started with one person deciding to make a difference. For the next 3 days, focus on the impact you can have, no matter how small it might seem. And when you feel overwhelmed by the world's problems, don't say, it's too big. I can't do anything about it. Instead, say, I'll start where I am. I'll use what I have. I'll do what I can. Now, let's talk about your resilience. How do you handle setbacks? How do you deal with disappointments? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm resilient. I bounce back stronger. Every setback is setting me up for a comeback. You see, resilience isn't about never falling down. It's about getting back up every time you do. For the next 3 days, view every challenge as an opportunity to build your resilience muscle. And when life throws you a curveball, because it will, that's just how life is. Don't say, why me? Say, try me. I'm ready for this. I'm strong enough to handle this. Now, let's talk about your mindset. How often do you fall into negative thinking patterns? How often do you focus on what's wrong instead of what's right? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I choose positivity. I focus on solutions, not problems. I see opportunities in every situation. You see, your mindset is like a pair of glasses through which you view the world. Make sure you're wearing the right pair. For the next 3 days, consciously choose a positive mindset. Look for the good in every situation. And when negative thoughts creep in, because they will, we're wired to notice the negative. Don't fight them. Instead, acknowledge them and then choose a more positive thought. Say, I see you, negative thought, but I choose to focus on something more empowering. Now, let's talk about your purpose. How often do you feel lost, unsure of your direction in life? How often do you say, I don't know what I'm meant to do? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm discovering my purpose. I'm aligning my actions with my values. I'm making a meaningful contribution to the world. You see, your purpose isn't something you find. It's something you create day by day, choice by choice. For the next 3 days, focus on living with intention, on making choices that align with your values. And when you feel uncertain about your path, don't say, I'm lost. Say, I'm exploring. I'm discovering every step is bringing me closer to my purpose. Now let's talk about your future. How do you envision your future? Is it filled with possibilities or limited by your current circumstances? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, my future is bright. I'm creating a life I love. The best is yet to come. You see, your future is not set in stone. It's shaped by your thoughts, your beliefs, your actions today. For the next 3 days, paint a vivid picture of the future you want. Believe in it. Work towards it. And when doubt about the future creeps in, because it will, uncertainty is part of life. Don't say, what if things don't work out? Say, what if things work out even better than I imagined? Now let's talk about your growth. How often do you compare yourself to others? How often do you say, I'm not as good as them? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm on my own journey. I'm making progress every day. I'm becoming better than I was yesterday. You see, the only person you should compare yourself to is the person you were yesterday. For the next 3 days, focus on your own growth. Celebrate your own progress, no matter how small it might seem. And when you're tempted to compare your journey to someone else's, say, their path is not my path. I'm exactly where I need to be right now. Now, let's talk about your self-worth. How often do you tie your worth to your achievements? How often do you say, I'll be happy when I achieve this or that? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am worthy right here, right now. My value doesn't depend on my achievements. I am enough. You see, your worth isn't something you earn. It's something you recognize. For the next 3 days, practice self-acceptance. Love yourself, flaws and all. And when you catch yourself tying your worth to external achievements, say, my worth is inherent. My accomplishments are a bonus. Now, let's talk about your attitude. How do you approach each day? Do you wake up dreading what's to come? Or do you rise with anticipation for the opportunities ahead? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I choose my attitude. I decide how I'll respond to what life brings. I'm creating a positive ripple effect. You see, your attitude is like a magnet. It attracts experiences that match its frequency. For the next 3 days, choose an attitude of gratitude, of optimism, of possibility. And when circumstances try to drag your attitude down, because they will, life has its ups and downs. Don't let them. Say, I'm bigger than this situation. I choose to respond with grace and positivity. Now, let's talk about your learning. How often do you say, I'm too old to learn that. It's too late for me to start. For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm a lifelong learner. My mind is open to new ideas. It's never too late to grow. You see, the moment you stop learning is the moment you start dying. For the next 3 days, approach each day with a beginner's mind. Be curious, ask questions, seek to understand. And when you face a learning curve, because you will, growth isn't always comfortable. Don't say, this is too hard. Say, this is challenging and that's good. I'm expanding my capabilities. Now let's talk about your imagination. How often do you limit yourself to what seems realistic? How often do you say, that's just a pipe dream? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, my imagination is powerful. I can envision new possibilities. My dreams are the blueprint for my reality. You see, everything around us was once just an idea in someone's mind. For the next 3 days, let your imagination run wild. Dream big. Think beyond the boundaries of what seems possible right now. And when others try to discourage your dreams, because they will, not everyone will understand your vision. Don't let their limitations become yours. Say, I see a possibility they don't see yet. I'm creating a new reality. Now, let's talk about your courage. How often do you let fear hold you back? How often do you say, I'm not brave enough to do that? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am courageous. I feel the fear and do it anyway. Every act of courage makes me stronger. You see, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's action in the face of fear. For the next 3 days, do something courageous every day, no matter how small it might seem. And when fear tries to hold you back, because it will, fear is a natural part of stepping out of your comfort zone. Don't let it paralyze you. Say, I acknowledge this fear, but I choose courage. I'm bigger than my fears. Now let's talk about your creativity. How often do you doubt your creative abilities? How often do you say, I'm not the creative type? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am inherently creative. I have unique ideas to share with the world. My creativity enriches my life and the lives of others. You see, creativity isn't just about art. It's about bringing something new into existence, solving problems in innovative ways. For the next 3 days, look for opportunities to express your creativity in everything you do. And when you face a creative block, because you will, creativity ebbs and flows. Don't get discouraged. Say, this is just part of the creative process. My creativity is taking a breather and it will return stronger. Now, let's talk about your relationships again. But this time, let's focus on the relationship you have with yourself. How do you treat yourself? Are you your own worst critic or your biggest cheerleader? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am my own best friend. I treat myself with kindness and compassion. I celebrate my strengths and accept my weaknesses. You see, the relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship in your life. For the next 3 days, practice self-love. Speak to yourself with kindness. Treat yourself with respect. And when you catch yourself being self-critical, because you will, we're often our own harshest judges. Don't continue that negative self-talk. Say, I'm doing the best I can with what I know right now. I'm learning and growing every day. Now let's talk about your adaptability. How do you handle change? Do you resist it or do you embrace it? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am flexible and adaptable. I see change as an opportunity for growth. I thrive in new situations. You see, in a world that's constantly changing, adaptability is a superpower. For the next 3 days, embrace change. Look for the opportunities it brings. Be willing to adjust your course. And when change feels overwhelming, because it will, change can be uncomfortable. Don't resist it. Say, this change is making me stronger, more resilient, more capable. Now let's talk about your legacy. How often do you think about the impact you're making? How often do you consider what you'll leave behind? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I'm building a meaningful legacy. My actions today are shaping a better tomorrow. I'm making a positive difference in the world. You see, your legacy isn't just about what you leave behind when you're gone. It's about the impact you make every single day. For the next 3 days, consider the legacy you're creating. Make choices that align with the impact you want to have. And when you feel like your actions don't matter in the grand scheme of things, because you will, it's easy to feel small in a big world. Don't underestimate your influence. Say every action, no matter how small, contributes to my legacy. I'm making a difference, one step at a time. Now let's talk about your gratitude. How often do you focus on what you lack instead of what you have? How often do you take your blessings for granted? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am grateful for all that I have. I appreciate the abundance in my life. Gratitude opens the door to even more blessings. You see, gratitude is like a magnet for miracles. It shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's right. For the next 3 days, start and end your day with gratitude. Find something to be thankful for in every situation. And when you face challenges, because you will, life isn't always smooth sailing. Don't forget to be grateful. Say, I'm thankful for this challenge. It's making me stronger, wiser, more resilient. Now, let's talk about your choices. How often do you feel like life is happening to you instead of for you? How often do you say, I have no choice? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am the author of my life. I have the power to choose my responses. My choices shape my reality. You see, while you can't always control what happens to you, you always have a choice in how you respond. For the next 3 days, be conscious of your choices. Take responsibility for your decisions. And when you face difficult decisions, because you will, life is full of crossroads. Don't say, I don't know what to do. Say, I trust myself to make the best decision with the information I have right now. Now, let's talk about your persistence. How often do you give up when things get tough? How often do you say, it's not worth the effort? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am persistent. I keep going when things get tough. My persistence will pay off. You see, success often comes just after the point where most people give up. For the next 3 days, commit to persisting through challenges. Keep pushing forward, even when it's hard. And when you feel like giving up, because you will, everyone faces moments of doubt. Don't throw in the towel. Say, this is just a test of my commitment. I'm strong enough to push through this. Now, let's talk about your standards. How often do you settle for less than you deserve? How often do you say, this is good enough? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I have high standards for myself and my life. I deserve the best, and I'm working towards it. I'm raising the bar every day. You see, you don't get what you want in life. You get what you believe you deserve. For the next 3 days, raise your standards, expect more from yourself and others. And when you're tempted to settle, because you will be, settling can feel easier in the short term. Don't give in. Say, I deserve better than this. I'm committed to my higher standards. Now, let's talk about your focus. How often do you let distractions derail you? How often do you say, I'm too busy, when really you're just unfocused? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am focused and productive. I concentrate on what truly matters. My focus is my superpower. You see, where focus goes, energy flows. For the next 3 days, be intentional about your focus. Direct your attention to your priorities. Eliminate distractions. And when distractions try to pull you off course, because they will, we live in a world full of distractions. Don't give in to them. Say, I choose to focus on what's important. I'm in control of my attention. Now, let's talk about your habits again, but this time, let's focus on breaking bad habits. How often do you say, I can't help it. It's just who I am. For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I have the power to change my habits. I'm replacing negative patterns with positive ones. I'm becoming the person I want to be. You see, you are not your habits. You are the person who can change your habits. For the next 3 days, identify one habit you want to change. Take small, consistent steps to replace it with a better one. And when you slip back into old patterns, because you will, breaking habits takes time. Don't beat yourself up. Say, this is just a temporary setback. I'm back on track now. Now, let's talk about your resilience once more. How do you bounce back from disappointments? How quickly do you recover from setbacks? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am resilient. I bounce back stronger from every setback. My resilience is my greatest strength. You see, resilience isn't about avoiding difficulties. It's about recovering quickly, learning from challenges, and coming back stronger. For the next 3 days, view every obstacle as an opportunity to build your resilience. And when you face a major disappointment, because you will. Disappointments are part of life. Don't let it define you. Say, this is tough, but I'm tougher. I will get through this and come out stronger on the other side. Now, let's talk about your self-discipline. How often do you give in to immediate gratification at the expense of long-term goals? How often do you say, I'll start tomorrow? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I have strong self-discipline. I choose long-term satisfaction over short-term pleasure. My self-discipline is the key to my success. You see, self-discipline is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. For the next 3 days, practice delaying gratification. Choose the harder, right over the easier wrong. And when temptation tries to derail you, because it will, temptation is always there. Don't give in. Say, I'm stronger than this temptation. I choose my long-term goals over momentary pleasure. Now, let's talk about your authenticity. How often do you pretend to be someone you're not to fit in? How often do you hide parts of yourself out of fear of judgment? For the next 3 days, I want you to say, I am authentically me. I embrace all specks of myself. My authenticity is my greatest asset. You see, there's no competition for being yourself. For the next 3 days, allow yourself to be fully, unapologetically you. Speak your truth. Live your values. And when you're tempted to put on a mask, because you will be, society often pressures us to conform. Don't compromise your authenticity. Say, I choose to be real. My authenticity may not please everyone, but it will attract the right people. In conclusion, remember this. Your words have power. They shape your thoughts, your actions, your reality. For the next 3 days, be intentional about how you talk to yourself. Choose words that empower you, that inspire you, that push you to become the best version of yourself. And here's the beautiful thing. After these 3 days, you don't have to stop. You can choose to continue this positive self-talk. You can make it a habit, a way of life. Because ultimately, the conversation you have with yourself is the most important conversation you'll ever have. It sets the tone for all your other conversations, all your interactions, all your experiences. So, choose your words wisely. Speak to yourself with kindness, with encouragement, with belief. Because when you change the way you talk to yourself, you change the way you see yourself. And when you change the way you see yourself, you change your world. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. You have unlimited potential. You are worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Believe in yourself. Talk to yourself like someone you love, because you are someone worth loving. Now go out there and make these next 3 days count, and then make the 3 days after that count, and the 3 days after that. Before you know it, you'll have created a life filled with positivity, purpose, and incredible achievements. You've got this? I believe in you. Now, it's time for you to believe in yourself.